land titling, which in some cases exceeds to. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has challenged parastatal companies and government departments to take seriously the implementation of the newly launched National Corporate Governance Code. Polls have opened in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections, though voting has been disrupted by logistical delays in parts of the country amid an internet shutdown. That ends the headline.
Doing your laundry has never been this much fun or this smart. Introducing the Aloha 1.5 kg refill pack, designed to fill your bucket and save you big. Same powerful claim, now with more value. Grab your 1.5 kg refill, top it up, and keep the fresh going.
Aloha, you need to try Aloha.
Aloha, say hello to fresh.
Shake,
Wake up your day. Imagine you have exactly 5 minutes to make a full meal. You have to defreeze the food, boil it, spice it, fry it, burn most of it, and finally lose your appetite 30 minutes later. Or simply grab a pack of Bento instant noodles for a full meal in no time. Make effortless meals with new Bento instant noodles. Bento instant noodles. Good, better, Bento.
What's cooking? Cooking is the process of producing fresh and edible food by preparing and combining ingredients by applying heat in most cases.
Carbohydrates are in two forms. We have the simple carbohydrates and then we have the complex carbohydrates.
Monday to Friday at 13:05.
From Sunday to Friday, I don't take any sugar. So am I risking my life or I'm on the good diet?
A healthy diet through life promotes health, pregnancy outcomes, supports normal growth, development and aging, helps to maintain a healthy body weight and reduces the risk of chronic diseases, leading to overall health and well-being.
Diet plays a bigger role in physical activity. Actually, I think 80% of weight management is from the diet.
The diet.
Physical activity plays very little. Physical activity is good, of course, to, you know, burn out the excess. It's important to also release, emotional stress. It helps in that regard. But when it comes to weight management, when it comes to management of...
What's cooking Monday to Friday at 13:05 hours only on Millennium Radio. Have a good afternoon to your listeners on Millennium Radio. The time is 13:08 hours. Right here on the Voice of Development, my name is Mercy Chanika and you have just tuned in to the What's Cooking program. This comes to you every weekday, Monday to Friday at 13 hours. This is how we roll. And yeah, so if you're listening to me in Osaka, that is 90.5 FM, Kawe 93.5, Kapiri 93.9, and of course, Copperbelt. Now it's 100.1 FM. So this is the What's Cooking program. We discuss all things food, kitchen practices, and the in-between. You know how we discuss. So yeah, and today, similarly, we have another interesting topic. And kurepika, especially today, because we have had so many discussions, so many topics throughout. So today we're just going to find out. So today we're discussing how to prepare soya chunks. Yeah, yanyama soya. What do you call it? Yeah, soya chunks. Chunk. When it comes to students, that's their staple food. I'm sure to those that are in school, most of them, they would relate with me. So basically we just want to find out how to prepare soya chunks. Like, how do you prepare them? In your home, in your school, whatever, wherever that you cook from, how do you prepare them? There's so many different ways. There's so many different formats, I would say. I was one person that never liked soya chunks. I never liked them, not one bit. until my sister one day cooked for me in a different way. And she said she learned that method in school when she had exams, you know, those things where you move into school for like a 1 week so, and then